What's up, everybody? Welcome back to episode 98 of the Rocket Punchcast. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Cameron, here alongside my gentleman, mother, father, gentleman.
oh, is that what we're going with?
Chris and Will. Guys, what's going on today?
Hi, I'm Chris.
Okay, good start. Good start. I like that.
I think they can tell that based on the name tag.
You don't know. We might screw with people and switch them up one day.
Someday.
I mean, I could make that happen.
I'm waiting for this.
But, yeah, no. All I have to say is, mother.
Oh, okay. I know what he's referencing. You may not, but it's okay. You got to be careful, though.
No. I'm not saying anything. All I'm saying is red, white, and blue.
Ooh, man. Cryptic stuff here on the Rocket Punchcast today. We've got a...
Ruby key.
The cake is a lie.
No, I was actually talking about the show from Monty and Ruby.
Yeah, that's it.
I thought you were talking about the famous hit single from the Kaiser Chiefs, Ruby.
I mean, we can go that route. I could be talking about the flag of our nation. Who knows?
Yeah, no, I mean, anything's possible.
Yeah. Anything. Podcast. Anything.
We've got a bunch of stuff to talk about here, but warning, because I host this podcast, so technically I can do whatever if I want within reason, as long as they let me do it.
I don't have the rails, everybody. Hold on.
We're introducing a new...
2x4 needs to be ready.
We're introducing a new section here at the top of the show. Hot, fresh. It's called a new kind of a section we're having for the podcast episode, at least for this one, called You the Real MVP.
Uh-oh. It says duh in here.
It does say duh.
I'm sorry.
What are you throwing like consonants
you,
in there?
You the Real MVP. I'm sorry for my enunciation, everybody. I apologize. I didn't tell these guys what this is about. I wanted to see their face. I just want to see their impressions like right off the bat. I want to feel it. Okay. What this is, here at the Rock Punch Guys, I know all the time we do during housekeeping, we talk about how we ask you guys to do stuff for us if you can. Subscribe to us on twitch.tv/rocketpunchlive if you're watching this or if you're listening. Follow us on podcast services of choice. If you have Amazon Prime, give us your Twitch Prime subscription if you're feeling so generous, if we're doing a really good job. And then the last one, of course, is throwing us a review on that podcast service of choice. I wanted to bring this one up because it meant, at least for me, it meant a fair amount to me when I read it. I happened to start looking at our reviews on the Rocket Punchcast on iTunes, and we had a review.
Oh.
And I wanted to read it.
Okay, cool.
So this is a review. This is a podcast of our review. A review of our podcast.
The whole podcast.
Yeah. Apparently, we're going to the like weird dimension where we podcast.
The Shadow topics. Realm.
God, I didn't want to go back.
I definitely want to make the point here as well after I read it, but this is from a gentleman or a lady called TSVD. TSVEDI. That's their name. That's what they put in here. Here's what it reads. I've been looking for a new podcast for quite a while, and a friend shared this one. I've only listened to a few episodes, and the conversations have been relaxed and fun. It really is just a few friends talking about games and stuff. Nothing deep or profound, but it's entertaining enough. Main problem is their audio isn't consistent. One guy will be barely audible at all, so you strain to hear or turn the volume up. But then the main guy jumps back in deafeningly loud. Maybe this is just a problem with a handful of episodes I've tried, but so far it's been a bit frustrating. That's the review.
Wait, what was deafening loud? I'm sorry.
The other person came back in.
Probably me.
when the main guy came in. But the reason I read that is, and people thought, oh, it's going to be a review, it's going to be glowing, is not the fact. It's the fact of what those reviews mean to us, I know, as Rocket Punch. And getting those reviews, as we always talk about, and I hope this emphasizes the fact that those reviews help us become better.
Mm.
When we see those reviews, okay, awesome. We saw what we're doing well. Apparently our dynamic is doing pretty... We're doing all right. We're not too bad.
Doing all right.
But for a listener out there who's saying, hey, there were some of the shows had audio inconsistencies. What's going on with that? That's something that now we know and we can work harder to make sure we correct that. We start double checking our audio and our mics before we go live.
Put a sock in Chris's mouth. It's an option. I'm just saying it's an option. It'll work. It'll work and it's an option. I mean... Deafeningly loud. We all know who this person's talking about. I take no offense. I know it's me.
Hey, was it your sister?
That name doesn't
ring. No, that, it's completely. This is somebody.
Oh no, I was just wondering if his sister was messing with us.
Right, No. Right. She has a review on there. I think.
Okay.
Interesting one. But
well, deafeningly loud. It's got
to
be. Chris's
I wanted to put it in here because, at least for me, I'm sure the other guys will agree. TSVD. Whoever you are out there, thank you.
You the real MVP.
You the real MVP. Yeah. Those reviews and little stuff like that really, really helps us out.
It really does.
And, you know, it's not... We never said we were perfect, but we can't get better.
Well, Cameron never said we were perfect.
Oh, okay.
You know.
I mean, I didn't either.
I might not have said it on mic, but that's the mantra I repeat to myself as I fall asleep at night.
But thank you, TSVD, for that review. We really appreciate it. Thank you for your score. Thank you for your feedback. Whether, you know, great, positive, or constructive, we value that
here at Rocket Punch.
And so I figured, let's start off real with you. So TSVD, you the real MVP today on this episode of the Rocket Punch cast.
I can dig that.
Yeah, I like it.
Figured you guys would like that.
Yeah, it's good. Quality. High quality. This is the kind of high quality content I come to expect in this perfect podcast.
every once in a while, I have a moment. I do have a moment.
That's some high quality H2O.
Ooh. You know what's funny is I totally forgot to change the stream information.
Oh, that's so does it say we're playing Hearthstone right now? Oh, it's my stream data from Friday.
Let's do this. I'm going to update this information. I'll update it.
Yeah.
We're going to try something different here. Who wants to do the housekeeping stuff that I normally do at the beginning of the episode? Chris, you want to take a crack at it?
Oh, sure.
Do it.
Go for it, man.
Chris is going to give out the housekeeping. Go.
All right. Let's rock and roll. So, for those of you who don't know, this is the Rocket Punch cast. We're groups of friends from all around this table come around this table to talk about video games and microphones. You can check us out every Tuesday on your podcast service of choice. Be sure to rate and review us on that podcast service, as we just went ahead and announced one of our reviews on there. We'd love to have your feedback. You can also watch us live as we record the show on twitch.tv/RocketPunchLive every Sunday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can check us out here at Twitch. We would love to see you and interact with you in chat. For those of you who want to... go even further. Is this the further beyond part? This is the
Rocket Punch for people who want to go even further beyond. I mean, if you want to add in the Sean Schemmel scream at that point,
because I just got. We all know the deafeningly loud one in the group. I'm not about to do that. I'd shatter people's speakers. Everybody be like coming at us and chat.
They'd be sending you bills in the mail.
So if you want to go even further beyond, you can head over to rocketpunchgo.com. There you'll find all kinds of information about what we do, all about us. You know, check out our streaming schedule, all that kind of information, all of our various podcasts that we do. You can also head to patreon.com/rocketpunch and become a patron there. We would love to have you. Those of you who are patrons, thank you very much. You help to keep the lights on, keep these mics hot. Totally appreciate it. Totes preach. Speaking of Patreon-related stuff, the TNS, Tank and Spank, bonus episode is already out. We had that out earlier this week. We also, Free Game Plus, did we pull a name for that one?
We haven't pulled a name for that one yet, but we that'll be going live probably the next few days, so very, very soon.
Yeah.
A friend of ours named Pinball Undesirables, they won...
Civilization 6.
Yeah,
They got the free game giveaway, so congrats to him.
Yeah.
Who's going to get the Free Game Plus?
We'll find out. I don't know,
but they do have a dope t-shirt, that's all I'm saying.
Yes, indeed. Also, a weekly shout out for one of our tiers that we have there in the Patreon. You would get a weekly shout out. Our weekly shout out this week is for Chuck O'Brien, one of the local indie devs here in the indie scene in Huntsville, Alabama. That's at @CEOSoul_feedback on Twitter if you guys want to follow him. He retweets a lot of indie developer news. He's an indie developer himself, so if you want to track all the kinds of games that he is working on and things like that, I'm sure he would put up some very important indie style information there. We've got rate and review. Also, the Twitch Prime sub, which Cameron had announced earlier. So for those of you who happen to have Twitch Prime, we would love to have that Twitch Prime sub. You just hit the sub button here on Twitch.
It's free for you.
Yep.
It costs you nothing.
Nope.
So come on.
Do it.
Come on, help us out.
You can also join our Discord server, where you can come and interact with us at any point in time. We're usually pretty good about getting back to those really quickly. If you happen to be here in chat, we'll drop a link right here. Otherwise, if you check the show notes after the fact, you can find our Discord server info there. We would love to talk to you, interact with you, hear more about what you think about the podcast, or talk about just games in general. We got all kinds of cool stuff going on there all the time. And lastly, for those of you who are in chat, remember to put... hashtag Ask Rocket Punch for anything that you've got going on here. If you'd like us to answer any questions, we'll definitely be sure to reach back out at the end of the show and answer any questions that you guys may have. Did I do okay, Dad?
I'll let you guys do this more often. This is great. I didn't have to drink water the whole time. Preserve my voice.
I find this kind of funny, actually. You're calling him Dad now, huh?
It was just...
But you're older?
Yes, I am. I would. So more, it should be a boy, 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 boy.
All I'm saying is,
here, boy.
Read this, boy.
if you haven't played through the entire game, that's basically the entire game. No, that is basically the entire game.
Good job. Thanks, man.
I appreciate that. We got everything updated, so people know what we're streaming now on Twitch.
Thanks, Chris. It still says, hold my beer, we're diving into the Witchwood.
I updated the information. The page, you got to refresh there, sir. Sir.
Nah. I like that, hold my beer.
But let's jump into some of our upcoming events here so we can get right into the show proper, guys. Stream schedule for this week. Remember, you can always watch our streams like the Rocket Punch Cast as we record it live and all of our other game streams each week at twitch.tv/RocketPunchLive. Stream schedule for this week for Top Shelf Tuesday. I'm going to be jumping into some. I have not had a chance to play it. I thought about it this week and I'm like, why haven't I done this yet? Gonna play through the Detroit Become Human demo.
Cool.
I was really, really excited that this they released a demo for it. I'm really interested. Hopefully this gets my hype building more and more for the game. Because I do want to eventually get this, maybe do a review on it at the end of the month here in May. But I'll be doing that once we go through that demo. I'll probably jump into a couple of some other game that we'll have. I haven't figured out which game we're going to pick just yet. But we'll have it'll be an entertaining time, so you definitely don't want to miss that for Top Shelf Tuesday. For Indie Avenue, Chris.
Yes, I will be hosting Indie Avenue again this week.
You're going to be wrapping up a game for us, aren't you?
I think. I don't know. That's the plan. That's the plan. We'll see. So the plan would be to continue and finish SteamWorld Dig 2. I made a lot of progress this week. Had a really, really, really good stream. Had a lot of interaction in chat. Was a lot of fun. And I feel like we're culminating to the very end of the storyline here, and we should be able to wrap this up this week. That being said, though, I don't know. I haven't ventured into spoiler territory or anything, so I don't actually know when the game ends. So, for all I know, I'm still only at the halfway point. So, hopefully it'll be this week, and if it does, I will also have to pick another title. I think I'm going to do Celeste. I had talked to you guys earlier about picking that one up.
Good game.
Yeah, so.
Definitely worth streaming.
Yeah.
Okay, and then on Friday, Will, we're going to be on the Tank and Spank edition of Rocket Punch Live. We'll be jumping into some World of Warcraft.
Yeah. If you guys are joining me, then it'll be regular. If we're not, then I'm rolling solo. Then it'll be the beta for Battle for Azeroth.
Okay. So definitely some World of Warcraft there. We got a lot of streams coming up, guys. So definitely, of course, as Chris already said, make sure you're click that little heart button at the top of your screen. Follow us here on twitch.tv/RocketPunchLive if you are watching live. And you'll know exactly when we... go live and what stuff we're streaming. I'm going to call this out. We all know who Bowman86SI is talking about in chat. It's probably me. Look, I'm old enough. I've come to terms with my hairline. You should have seen my grandfather. Believe me, when it gets to a certain point, I'm not going to care anymore. So, yeah, respect, sure. Appreciate it in chat there.
Yeah, all I can say is he obviously meant me.
I thought he meant you too.
Have you seen my hairline? For people audio listeners, look at this. This is horrible.
Hey, Cam, I'm right there too.
We're getting old, man.
I don't care.
I mean, it's life.
I literally was like, oh man, it's going back. Just cut it off.
It's yeah. Be done with it there.
Man, I don't have to comb my hair in the morning. It's you so great.
Whippersnappers don't even know what old is.
I found two gray hairs in my goatee, and I was like starting to lose it this morning. Like, over it.
Yeah. Have you seen my hair lately?
No.
It's bad. Dude. It's bad.
I got
it's...
one that's about yay long over in here somewhere.
We're almost to the 50-50 ratio now in terms of gray hair to
We're getting close.
I'm scared.
I'm honestly got to say, I'm doing pretty good because by the time my mother was 30, she was entirely silver. So, like, literally 99% of my life, my mom has just been silver and has been mistaken for my grandmother.
Well, this isn't the receding hairline cast. This
are you sure?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
We should
try that one time, though.
Oh, man, we got an episode on who can have the best receding hairline.
It will be you. It'll be you.
Is it me because I chose to shave it or because of genetics? I'm not sure which.
Other upcoming events for you guys as well. We're at 98, one step closer. Episode 100 is approaching upon us. If you're in the North Alabama area, doesn't mean Alabama. If you're in Tennessee, Mississippi, sure. If you want to drive from Florida, come on down.
Yeah, or take a plane. We have offered multiple times to pick you up from the airport. You have no excuse.
Yes, you do not.
That's an expensive airfare ticket, though. I mean, let's be real. Huntsville's not cheap.
I would go as far as Nashville. I will pick you up from Nashville.
Oh, look at that.
You come. You just hit us up on Twitter. Let me know when you're coming in.
You know what? Flying from Alaska.
You're really nice. Really nice.
Yeah, man. 4 hours of driving.
Hey, it's totally worth it. That's the dedication.
Here's what I would do. I would pay the $30 to get you that shuttle bus ride that goes every couple hours from Nashville to Huntsville. I'd get you that.
I'll pull up.
Curbside.
Curbside. I love our viewers and our listeners, but I just don't have time.
But guys, our episode 100 big party bash blowout is going to be on May 21st from 6 to 10 p.m. over at Lucky Dice Cafe here in Huntsville, Alabama. So if you are in the area or if you need something to do on that day, come on down. Have fun with us. Again, we always like going through. We're going to be doing tournaments. We've got a Towerfall Ascension tournament and a Rocket League tournament we're going to be hosting. We're going to have some game areas to play some games. People can bring board games. We'll have a couple of board games ourselves. We'll have prizes, raffles, all sorts of stuff. We're going to be doing a live recording of the Rocket Punch cast there for episode 100. It's going to be really awesome. I'm excited for a lot of stuff we have planned. We've even got, I think we're basically just have to pull a couple of triggers here. We are, for all of the Blizzard fans out there, we're going to be looking to make that a Hearthstone Tavern as well for that day.
Oh, it will be.
It will be.
Yep.
Definitely will be. Confirmed. Hashtag confirmed. We got that cleared
up this week. So bring your Hearthstone. I feel like we should have like some table with Will on it, and like the first three people that beat Will,
gets a special prize
or something like that. We'll figure it out.
All right.
But if you're a Hearthstone fan, you definitely don't want to miss out as well. You can get I think it's your Nimsy.
Nimsy is the Warlock.
Yeah, the Warlock you get if you play three matches there. So definitely come over there as well. You can find all that information over on our Facebook page if you want to see the main event, or just go to rocketpunchgo.com. There's a big banner at the top of the screen. It'll talk about episode 100. You can click there. It'll send you right to the page you need to go.
Yup.
That's it for housekeeping.
Oh, fantastic.
Let's jump into some table talk.
Tipper turp.
Nothing. Well, we played stuff overall, but jumping to each other. Will, you always like starting us off here. What'd you play this week, man? What'd you get your hands on?
The ever-evolving game of... No, I'm kidding. I'm not talking about Dokken Battle. your face is worth it every time. Oh, your face is so worth it. Oh,
gosh. I was like, ever-evolving? Oh, jeez. He's talking Dokken Battle again.
No. I played a single player for Witchwood. I streamed that from like 9 to midnight Friday. That was a fun time. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Chuck OB says my strategery was degrading over time. I don't know if that was the increase in alcohol consumption.
Yeah, there's like increased alcohol consumption reduces to decreased focus and concentration on Hearthstone. I think there's a formula somewhere for that.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, let's go ahead and put it out there. I killed half a bottle of Bailey's in my coffee.
Okay, wow.
And then switched over to... some beer, and oh man, Let's see. What was it? Transmigration of Souls is the name of the beer from Orpheus Brewing. If you like IPAs, it's a double IPA, 10%, and it is delicious.
Nice.
Okay. Okay. So, like, is that... Do you find that the alcohol helps improve?
In shooters, absolutely.
In Hearthstone?
On Hearthstone? I mean, my win rate in the single player stayed about the same because I'm trying to complete the quests that they keep giving me so I get the free pack.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing this in the best way possible because I'm literally just, all right, get through the first 3 to 5 and they get wrecked and start over again because you need 10 total and you can only get 8. And they get harder and harder as you go. So for sake of time, she's like, I'm going to do this because this looks cool. And I'm dead.
Fair enough.
Instead of like trying to be strategically sound, it's like, no, I'm just going to get wrecked.
How have you liked the Witchwood
and the single player component? I think it's... So I made it to the final boss once.
Okay.
And you want to talk about just a skill shift from like 5 to 11. In terms of really? Just like wow. difficulty ramp. I was like, oh my God, what's happening? It was just like, okay, cool. Witchwood so far is pretty good. You know, hey, we're having some fun. I get to number 8 of 8 and she just wrecks me like I was nobody's business. And the last couple times going up against the people right before her, I was like, oh man, I took 1 point of damage. Kind of deal.
Wow. And then
I get against her and I just get demolished. And it's just like, oh, man.
It sounds like me in the last expansion with the kobolds and catacombs.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever get...
I got to the last boss, and it was the dragon.
Yeah. Right.
And the dragon wrecked me.
Yeah. Oh, no, but did you guys ever, like, complete all of it?
No.
Oh, I won't say anything.
We did not.
Okay, well, sorry.
I know. Press X to pay respects.
Yes. yeah, or praise the sun, whatever you want.
But no, do you like it better than the Kobolds and Catacombs single player?
I do, worse, actually, because you get hybrid classes to play with. So, like, the rogue is a rogue slash, like, whatever you end up choosing. So it could be a rogue with hunter traps and things like that. So
okay.
Yeah, they blend multiples together. So it actually works pretty well. I love the, what do you call it? Funny enough, the Houndmaster, he is very beast-oriented, but he can get... what is it? Some druid cards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So they mix a lot of that together, and it's very interesting.
That's cool. It's free, so I'll definitely have to jump into Hearthstone and try it out.
Halo Atlantis, I may or may not have had alcohol and Cards Against Humanity before.
That's a dangerous combo.
I've been there.
It's almost as dangerous as us doing a drunk episode at BlizzCon.
I don't think I've ever played cards without
which is in existence.
Involved.
It's in this podcast feed. It is.
Oh, man. You want some laughs? Go listen to that episode.
Still my favorite.
Still your favorite?
That one in episode 69. Like they're constantly battling it out for my favorite.
Nah, the drunkening will always be my favorite because I was there.
We were there at 69 as well.
Yeah, but I got to see you drag across the floor.
That's all you guys cared about is me. You know what?
It will go down.
Go, all right. Go listen to the episode.
If I could have that on Twitch as a clip, I would have.
Boy, everybody would have. Okay. Chris, what have you been playing?
Not a whole lot this week. I did play some God of War because I'm trying to collect video. Because we're hoping to put together a YouTube review, our very first YouTube review. I'm playing some God of War to pick up some video for that. So that's been interesting. Having a lot of fun with that, but I haven't put quite as much time into it as I'd like to. You guys know me. I have a hard time sitting down and playing things for extended periods of time. It's just hard to find the time.
You're not a true gamer. Now, get out of here.
I'm a filthy casual man. Through and through.
If it was PUBG, he wouldn't be saying that.
Get out of here. Man.
PUBG Mobile.
Yeah, that's me. You guys
right on that Samsung tablet right there. Nothing but PUBG. That's what he's doing right now.
He's having a hard time running just the show notes. played some SteamWorld Dig 2, as I mentioned earlier.
Okay.
Had a lot of fun. I'm loving that game. And one thing that, you know, we talked Twitch Prime earlier. For those of you who are watching who have Twitch Prime, you have this for free. You can pick this up for free right now.
Do it.
Yeah, so go ahead and add it to your library, and then you get to hang on to it until... So, just do it. Yeah, good times. Having a lot of fun with that one. Besides that, not a whole lot of gaming, but I did finally sit down and get to watch my plebeian favorite anime of all time, Sword Art Online Ordinal Scale.
Okay, okay.
I finally got to sit down and watch that one. That was really hard to get a hold of.
That's all that need be said.
Glance in one direction.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What'd you think about it?
Loved it.
Loved it?
Loved it. But to be fair, I love the show so much. It's it is a really great movie in terms of an anime movie. Like, it felt like it stood on its own two legs, but still had links to the show. Okay. So that was nice. It also went really well with the original SAO. So you had, like, SAO 1 and 2. You get through Fairy Dance, and then all of a sudden, like, you go GGO and everything so else.
We're calling it Fairy Dance.
Fairy Dance was SAO 2, yeah. Yeah. That's the Fairy Dance arc.
Oh, yeah,
wow. We aren't calling it that. That's what it's called.
Yeah, so funny thing, that was book 2 in the light novel series.
Mm. Yeah, it is. You're right.
So you get through that, and then all of a sudden things went off the rails with GGO and all the other things, Mother's Rosario and all that kind of stuff. So this one was nice, though, because even though some of the characters take place from GGO and stuff, it felt very akin to SAO 1 and 2.
Okay, very cool.
So it definitely went... It gave you a much more nostalgic feel for when SAO was a good show and you really enjoyed tuning in all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. You know, I also found out that it's available on Amazon and iTunes now. So, I didn't know that at the time. So, now I know that. But, so if you haven't seen it, you can see it a lot easier than what my original plan
was.
That's
how it always works, though, right?
Yes.
Like, you work so hard to get this thing you want, and then realize, like, you could have just opened door number 2 and you had it right there.
Stupid. You want to buy it on Amazon, it's $100 to import the Blu-ray. You want to watch it on iTunes, $10.
Whoa.
Makes no sense at all. So... And if you're an SAO fan at all, if you enjoyed the original arcs, definitely give that a rent. It's totally worth it.
Now, actually, talking anime movies, can I throw something in real quick?
Oh, of course. I would expect you to. Expect nothing less.
All right. So there is a movie from 2013 called Harlock Space Pirate. If you have not seen it, you need to do yourself a favor and go watch the glory that is someone who just gives no care in the world about ramming his ship into another spaceship.
So it's Admiral Holdo. It's Vice Admiral Holdo.
No. What I mean is, like, he's got like a giant steel skull on the front of his ship. He uses as a battering ram.
Oh, okay.
He literally just like, oh, that's cute. Fire the drives.
Okay.
So yes,
Atlantis in chat says ramming speed.
That's all I'm saying, man. That Harlock, is appropriate, space Halo. Pirate.
That is appropriate.
I'm telling you now, you need to go look it up. It is glorious.
I've heard it's really, really good.
Yeah. I heard just now from you that it's good, so that's all it took.
All I know is I just found out it's on iTunes, so I'll be buying it tonight and watching it again. Because last time I watched it was when Netflix had it.
Nice.
Oh, do they not have it anymore?
Nope.
Oh, that sucks. Mines are quick. Very, very easy. Played Overwatch. It's my staple. Usually if I'm at my computer doing Rocket Punch... or work, or what have you. Somehow I fit a game or two of Overwatch in there. Always have fun with that game. Cannot stop playing that game, especially with Overwatch League and all the matches coming up to the end of the stage. But the other big mention as well is I played a lot more God of War this past week. I've completed God of War. Holy crap, play the game.
Have you platinumed it yet?
Haven't platinumed it yet.
Like, I'm disappointed.
Baby steps. Baby
I'm
steps.
Disappointed. Quit your job, Platinum God of War.
Well, I didn't Platinum it because I had to get the review done. Because the review, if you are listening to this via audio, the review, our official Rocket Punch review of for God of War should be live on our website. Definitely go check it out. Definitely read it. 2,800 words.
Wow.
For the review.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's actually, yeah, I was
you
like...
You didn't have to write a dissertation.
Well, I feel like it's...
I wanted 5,000 words, and you've disappointed me.
I feel it's shorter than some of the other reviews we've done in the past.
When you guys told me to go and look at some of the reviews you had done in the past, I started skimming through them, and I'm like, no one is going to read these.
You say that, You say that.
No, you would be better off just playing the game rather than going and sitting here and reading this like a novella.
You say that, but we have had, as in the past, we've had a lot of great reception from our reviews.
Hmm.
So, I mean, the people, there are people out there that still like the written word.
I'm not against that. But it's just...
For those other people, we have the lovely YouTube video.
That's what we're working on. That's what
to beam it into your eyeballs.
I'm just hoping to get a little bit more into the game so you guys aren't just watching, like, you know, the first 10 minutes of the game in cutscene form and be like, yeah, it's just like we played it.
It's just like we played it. But no, guys, definitely check out the review if you're listening via audio. Video, if you're watching us via Twitch, it'll be live on this upcoming Monday, so definitely be on the lookout for that. Hopefully you guys like it. We'll see. If you agree, disagree, let us know. I think we still have the comments loaded up, so you can definitely comment on the review afterwards. So
good.
That's it for Table Talk. We're done with Table Talk.
Oh.
It's time for topic of the show. We got two of them today. First one, very important one, very interesting one. I think I'm really interested to see how we go into this talk. So, Will, you actually had the idea for this. You found an interesting article when this news popped this weekend about Nintendo and some of the stuff that's going on over there. Give us a rundown real quick.
All right. So Kimishima-san, the prior president of Nintendo Entertainment, or whatever they call themselves over there, ultimately decided that he did not feel that he was the right age range to be able to keep up with the current demographic that follows Nintendo. And they actually, he's in his 60s, you know, to give you an idea. Over there, you know, Japanese men typically will work until they're dead. They will go and go and go until they can't work anymore. Which, hey, great work ethic. Awesome. But he's decided that he is better off stepping aside and allowing someone who's younger to take the reins that will actually be able to understand what Nintendo's needs are to move forward in our current society, which I think is really cool. It also, as I think you said, it shows a level of maturity.
It was really, really interesting. Was that the one big shakeup?
That was the... Hang on, let me pull this back up and skim again.
I know that was the big one.
Yeah, that's the big one. The other, there's another bit of news, which is impressive. Honestly, the Switch is over 17 million units sold.
It's actually 18,
17.79.
Might as well say 18, round up.
Yeah, I mean, by now, since these numbers were posted, they're at 18 million.
Exactly.
Right? So, yeah, Odyssey has sold 10.41 million copies, so 10.5 million copies. Mario Odyssey.
Actually, just for context, can you read some of those bullet points out?
Now, yeah.
This is the article. Where is this from?
This is from Kotaku.
Okay, this is an
and this was done by Jason Schreier, so you know it's legit.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and post it in here for people to reference, but I want you to read some of the bullet points, because we're definitely going to talk about them here in the,
yeah,
in the topic.
So first, there's the system itself. Switch has now sold 18 million units, which is 4 more than the Wii U. It is sold in its entire lifetime, and it's
shocker.
Just over a year
shocker.
Old.
Shocker.
Yeah, this just in.
Nintendo had forecast 15 million, and analysts had estimated 16 million. It was closer to 18.
Okay.
Mario Odyssey, best-selling Switch game, 10.5 million copies, which means it's 58% of Switches have the plumber.
Rocket Punch Game of the Year 2017 nominee. Just going to toss it up.
Nominee, yes.
Nominee. That's very important.
Yeah.
Nominee.
And then Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is 9.22 million units, outselling Wii U's Mario Kart 8, which is 8.42 million. Now, how many of those were rebuys?
And Mario Kart is the one for the Switch has been on the market for less than a year.
Right.
This is 8 million over the Wii U's entire base.
Right. Correct.
History.
Yes. Now, Breath of the Wild, when it initially came out, it was 110% attach rate.
Yep.
It is not that anymore.
It's cooled down a little bit since then. It's calmed down.
It's 8.5 million units, which is still damn impressive.
Yeah. No
doubt. I mean, think about it. It's the highest selling Zelda game if you combine the Switch and the Wii U version ever.
Yep. It's crazy.
The previous best selling Zelda was Twilight Princess, which was Wii and GameCube on 2006.
So a bunch of different stats there thrown out there. What's funny is the last one. Even Kirby is benefiting from the Switch's dominance, with the mediocre new Kirby Star Ally selling 1.26 million copies, the best debut in Kirby's history, according to the NPD group.
Wow.
That is absolutely insane.
And so this is very interesting. We hear all these numbers and sales come out in their quarterly sales report, and then we have this huge shakeup where, just for context, for people, so people understand names, the previous president after Iwata-san passed away was Tatsumi Kimishima-san.
Yes.
And the new gentleman is 46-year-old Shuntaro Furukawa.
Yep.
And he is now the president, and it was very much the big reason wasn't because Kimishima-san wasn't performing. It's Will, like you said, he was... They're trying to reach a younger audience, and they thought having a younger executive at the helm might understand what those...
Well, to be fair, when he took the job, he said he was going to do it as an interim president.
This is true. Yeah,
he had the intention all along when he took the job of not sticking around very long.
Oh, yeah.
That's well, true. Also, I think he's still on the board, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. No, he's not leaving Nintendo. Yeah,
he's in an advisory role.
Yeah, so, ultimately, though, you got to remember, like, this is the guy they pulled in to kind of steady the ship and keep it moving forward to launch what Iwata's team was working on.
Right.
And so, the first topic I want to talk about here is Nintendo's change of the guard and this big move. I mean, it may not seem big, but I think it is kind of a big shakeup here as well, just on the premise of why the move was made. And what we think, kind of the questions to ask here, with this change to Furukawa-san, do we think this is the best move for Nintendo going forward? And what do we think this change will mean for the company? What do you guys think we will see as far as, you know, Mario and Zelda and all the other properties for the future? What do you think, guys, could happen with that? So kind of jumping off the first question here, do you guys think this was a smart move by Kimishima-san to step down and get not just get another person, because he could have pulled another 60, 70, 80-year-old exec in here, but actually a younger, mid-40s executive that, according to his reasoning, can understand this generation and the generation of gamers a little bit better than they can because of the age difference. Do you think this was the best plan idea for them going forward?
If Furukawa-san is, you know, open-minded, then yes. Only time is going to truly tell us, but I do believe that getting a younger guy in there may help them fix their big problem is they don't understand the internet. Nintendo really, their biggest struggle has always been online sales and internet, like just basic internet use on their consoles. Like to them, it was groundbreaking to be able to put a web browser on the 3DS, and everyone else is like, why is that on there? I got an iPhone. Yeah. So, I mean, you have that kind of thing going on, but it's like when you look at their eShop, their whole strategy as far as selling content and how it ties to your account is broken if you compare it to every other digital storefront in the world.
And they did, and funny enough, kind of this started coming around as well. They have announced that they will be talking more about their online service in this month. As this goes live on audio services over the month of May, they're going to be detailing in early May a lot more of their services. Do you think that maybe this move kind of coincides with this, that maybe they had already planned this and they were using Furukawa-san to kind of help with the network infrastructure and kind of their plan going forward with that before he made the move to president?
It's possible. I don't know his background. That's the problem. I've never heard of him before. He's not like Iwata, who had a history of working on all these different game projects.
I'll help you out because they took care of that for you in the Kotaku article.
Yeah.
From the Kotaku article again, and I quote, Furukawa joined Nintendo in 1994. He has been outside director of the Pokemon Company since 2012 and has been managing executive officer, supervisor of corporate analysis, and administration division and director of Nintendo since 2016. Nikkei reports that Furukawa was involved with the Switch's sales and marketing plans and has spent 10 years working in Europe.
So if he's been involved in their marketing, keep this man. Do what you have to do.
Like, he might know what he's doing. Because he might have an idea.
The song by White Denim, Ha Ha, Yeah, that song.
Right.
Dude, let me tell you something. Every time I listen to that song, I think about the Switch. There's not many songs out there where it links, like, that thought in my mind is like, man, I should get my Switch out.
Dude, man, Furukawa is drooling like, yeah. Oh, I love that you're thinking about it every time you hear that song.
Well, and the thing is, though, like, I didn't know who White Denim was until that. I heard that song, and then the next day, coincidentally enough, one of my coworkers was playing it in the back room. I'm like, what are these people? And so now every time I hear it, because the song was essentially discovered through luck, and that commercial, that's all I think of.
They're tapped in, man. They know. I knew everything about
you. I'm just saying, they did a good job.
But no, it... I think it's a great move. My big... I think kind of we're all on the same page. Will, you brought it up, is like, I hope that this move helps them get a better foothold on their network infrastructure.
Not just network infrastructure.
In their sales. Like the
storefront.
The storefront and the... I remember it's gotten better, but you remember when you had to have like different IDs if you had a Wii U and a 3DS and you couldn't link them together and there was this really complicated process.
And now all my stuff is linked to all the same Nintendo Network ID, but my purchases are not shared at all.
There are things you bought before when you kept moving in and they kept upgrading their infrastructure. Guess what? You lost those and you had to rebuy them again and rebuy them again. And I'm hoping, you could see they started making strides. They have their rewards program. What was that news thing that just came out recently where you can, you buy games and you get the coins and that gives you like, you have to buy a lot of games, but eventually you can build up to get like so much off of a new game or a free game. Something like that.
Somebody did the math. You have to buy like $60 games to be able to get like half off a game.
Yeah. It was a lot of games.
It was something kind of dumb, but I mean, if you're vested in the platform though, I mean, money saved.
I'm hoping maybe this gives Nintendo a chance to work on their storefront better, work on their network infrastructure better, especially when they're really touting like next month is they talked about this is going to be a huge game changer for Nintendo with this new infrastructure for the network services. You've got Super Smash Brothers coming out later on this year, which is probably going to be the huge test of their network. Once that releases, everybody's going to be jumping online playing that game.
Nah.
As they burn their Wii U's in the background because it doesn't matter anymore.
No, I can tell you why. Mario Kart is going to be the true test.
Mario Kart.
Of their network infrastructure? Oh, yeah. Well, you can go online.
Yeah, that's a thing.
I know, but once they actually have a legit infrastructure where I have to continuously plug headphones into my phone to do this, yeah, it's going to be great.
I don't want to get my hopes up, but maybe we actually get voice chat on the console instead of having to use our phones. No.
There's no built-in mic, and the headphone plug that's in there is just a...
It doesn't do mic?
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so the best you could hope for would be some sort of firmware update to the Bluetooth in order to get Bluetooth headset support.
That's okay, because guess what? E3 2018, brand new revision to the Switch.
Switch 2.
Can you imagine what a nightmare that would be?
Oh, it would be hilarious. I would be pissed, but it would be so hilarious.
All I'm picturing in my head is that scene from SpongeBob where he forgets his name, and he's got just like little SpongeBobs running around, just like everything's on fire. There's just like paperwork shredded everywhere, and he's like, I forgot his name! Like, that's the kind of pandemonium you would have on your hands if they announced the Switch 2 now. Any revision at this point, you have to wait at least another year.
There's no need. You're selling 18 million consoles. You're on track to pace or outpace the Wii, which is their best-selling console ever.
Nintendo makes weird moves.
They do.
They make weird moves. I don't put anything past Nintendo.
Do you think under Furukawa-san that we will have less weird moves?
Nope.
You don't
think
so?
That is inherent to the core of Nintendo. Okay.
That's in their culture, man.
That's in their culture. They were born and bred on a crazy, off-the-wall, left-field, you know, 11th inning kind of Hail Mary passes. That's what they do. Just all of a sudden, it's like, we're doing this now. It's like, I don't know if you're making the right call there, Nintendo. Why can't you just be like everybody else? Why can't you be like your brother Sony?
Because right now their games are outselling Sony's.
Yeah.
Question mark.
I'm sure Sony is fine with that. I'm sure. Yeah. They do not see Nintendo as a threat. With God of War coming out this past month.
That or they're sitting there linked in arms against Microsoft.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think they're linked in. No, they're not.
I'm joking.
Plus, would it take that much to take down Microsoft?
Conversation for another day.
Strong gust of wind.
Another day.
We're
not going to have that conversation today. So what do you guys, with Furukawa-san in charge now, what do you think this change means for the company? Do you think we will see that kind of shift and change to where Nintendo begins to understand a little bit more of the kind of current market and what gamers are interested in right now, as opposed to some of the crazy moves they've made in the past?
I think we're going to get more of the core gaming audience back on the Switch, but I don't think that we're not going to have any kind of weird stuff around. I think Nintendo will consistently be the weird redheaded stepchild of the gaming community, but everyone loves them.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I almost hope that they don't make too many major changes. Like, with a younger guy coming in, I do hope we do get a slight idea of how the internet works. Like, 110% things that are currently happening need to stop happening in every way, shape, and form when it comes to internet stuff. But beyond that, I do kind of hope that Nintendo stays Nintendo and that they don't start to... Oh! Thank you for the follow!
Somebody followed us. You can't... We don't have that working on the main Rocket Punch desk because we're trying to make a polished podcast. But,
Man.
I'm just going to keep the sounds up. If you follow us or sub to us via Twitch Prime, just enjoy those noises on the audio format. I'm going to actually, hold on. We're gonna help out because we do need to call their names out as well. Incinerate, thank you so much for following us on Twitch.
Yeah. Incinerate just cast Fire Raga on that follow button.
Yo, yes, I'll take it, man. I do love that we still have the the sound effects there.
That was fun. I'm having fun with it. So anyway, I hope that they don't change too much. I want Nintendo to continue to be Nintendo. I think that they have cornered the market in terms of the titles that they put out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? For instance, let's go Mario Odyssey. There's nobody else in that space, right? Who else is in that space? Who could put up something against Mario Odyssey right now? Is there anything remotely close?
Trilogy?
Yeah.
Spyro?
Yeah.
Hashtag Unleash the Dragons.
I was going to say maybe Ratchet and Clank.
Ratchet and Clank wasn't bad, but I wouldn't put it on the level that Odyssey's on.
Yeah, I would not put any of the Sony platformers on that level.
You're not putting it on Odyssey's platform. You're putting it against Mario, and Mario is a household name. Like,
but I'm just saying, Mario's up there with cornered that.
Yes, Mario's up there with Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, right.
As far as brand recognition. Like, that's what you hope and dream for, like, one of those in a lifetime, and Nintendo has a couple of them.
Yeah. And so with a lot of their titles, it's just kind of stuff that, you know, nobody even bothers putting anything out because they know they can't touch Nintendo. And I kind of appreciate that because it makes me, unlike, you know, the Xbox, for instance, where I feel like I can get very similar experiences on the PlayStation and then a bunch of stuff on the PlayStation that I can't get on the Xbox, so I kind of just stick with my PlayStation. Where Nintendo is kind of one of those things where Nintendo's putting out stuff that's super duper unique. I feel like I have to have a Nintendo Switch.
Stig knows what's up. Stig in chat. You throw a hat on the thing and you become the thing.
True words were never spoken, Stig.
I honestly think that Stig was in the chat with Darth Turner.
He was, of course, in
that discussion episode.
And Halo Atlanta says, oh, what about Halo? I don't... Halo's a really big difference from Mario. Mario's that, like... I'm probably say, nowadays, Mario's really the only platformer.
And there's a lot of shooters out
big,
there.
Big name platformer that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting Crash remade, but was that really a... That's kind of a platformer. Spyro's getting remade, but...
You had Yooka-Laylee, you have Ratchet, but again, like, are any of them...
Is Yooka-Laylee even a game?
Yooka-Laylee's a game,
It got released a couple years back.
Yeah. Well, not a couple years, it was like last November.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's less than a year old.
The only time I've ever seen Yooka-Laylee anywhere is where somebody at GameStop had shoved it behind one of their posters because it was just in, like, the bottom.
No hate on Yooka-Laylee. It looked cool. People like Yooka-Laylee. If you like Yooka-Laylee, let us know in chat.
It's a solid 7 out of 10.
But I don't think that Nintendo's going to change...
Actually, Super Lucky Tale.
That's another one.
Roll my eyes hard.
In 4K on the Xbox One X.
In
Oculus VR. We're going to show off the Xbox One X by bringing new titles like Lucky's Tale.
Actually,
the unbridled power of the Xbox One X.
The only thing that Microsoft really does have for me right now outside of Halo would be Forza. And I'm not even like the motorsport. I mean Horizon. Because when it comes to the motorsport stuff, I'm sorry, Gran Turismo took that.
Well, Horizon is more arcadey, so I that's what I would lean towards anyway. But with Nintendo, I don't think that Nintendo is going to stray away from who they are. I think that...
No, who they are is what's keeping them alive. Knocking on wood here,
if they're smart, they're going to take what people don't like, what people have been frustrated with, the supply constraints on particularly the classic consoles, the network infrastructure. If this were Wii U, I would say third-party support, but I think that's been more or less corrected with the Switch.
It's definitely made tremendous strides.
Yeah. I think that with Furukawa-san under the helm, we're definitely going to see a trend into like a practice of what the other part, Sony and Microsoft, what they're doing as far as pushing their brand out there. I think we're going to see a little bit more of that from Nintendo, but I still think we're going to have that Nintendo charm. For people who don't know, you got to remember, this company, this is a very old company. They were toy makers back in 1896, I think, when Nintendo was first founded.
Double check me on that. 1800s.
They made playing cards. They were a toy manufacturer. People say they're the Disney of the video game market. And that's true. You have a bunch of those games. You have Travis Strikes Back. You have all these third parties coming on there. But one of the big things is that they do make games for the young and the young at heart. That's why you have Nintendo Labo. That's why you still have Mario's and you still have, you know, all those games that are in there because, you know, as much as we get our Dooms and our Wolfensteins and our Halos on the big boy consoles.
So well, hang on now. Now we have our Doom and Wolfensteins coming to the Switch. So
even more so, like, Nintendo was kind of diversifying their portfolio, but when you get a Nintendo console, you still... From when the time that Nintendo came out to the time now with the Switch is that you're getting it for those name brands. You're getting it for Mario. You're getting it for Zelda. Mm. You're getting it for Metroid if they make one. You're getting it for Star Fox if they make a good one again. It's just that's what you're looking to that console for, and I don't think even continuing on that's going to change. They're not stupid all the time.
Thank the Lord for qualifiers.
They see the success of the Switch, especially from where they were at with the Wii U, and they know what's working.
Yeah.
But they also know what's not working, and I know that they could go on the internet just looking at their network infrastructure alone and like the stuff they've revealed so far and what people are hoping for, what people are liking and not liking. And I hope, at least by this time, that they've started learning from that so that they can execute it properly when they start revealing it and when it goes live this September.
You have to be worried about when they get too deep into the internet. Otherwise, you're going to end up with Pokemon Battle Royale. And then what are we going to do?
Oh, boy. I don't think they're going to go that far. I don't think... I would actually... I'm more interested... I'd probably see, like, maybe Fortnite or PUBG on the Switch before I would see any of their properties be made into a Battle Royale game. That's my opinion.
Saying, when you meet eyes, you have to battle. The whole time the map is closing in or whatever, you guys are like stuck doing this stupid battle. You're just everybody's HP is dropping. I can't get out.
Help me.
Run.
That's true. Yeah. Who knows? But it's definitely interesting. Are you guys hopeful? You guys. Can we agree that it does look like maybe with this move that we see Nintendo on the upswing? Harder than they already have been?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, actually. I think it's at least mature enough that they're going to sit back and they're going to try to handle this properly because the last time they came off of something like the Wii, they did not handle third parties right. They didn't handle everything else right going into it, and the platform and the console was just all over the place.
Halo Atlantis, you be quiet. I want you to delete that message because by putting it in our chat, Blizzard is probably scanning that right now and some poor fool at Blizzard is like, oh, wouldn't it be great if we had 100 World of Warcraft characters from all around come together and to do a battle royale.
They had a Plants vs. Zombies mode on World of Warcraft. They've had all kinds of crazy trends. A Farmville simulator back in MOP. I would not be surprised at all if you were getting Battle for Azeroth, Battle Royale for Azeroth.
I like Xerius3's comment, ooh, Blizzard knows better.
Well, hang on, but the Farmville thing in Mists of Pandaria got me ore and other things for crafting that helped me make better gear for myself. So
you'll get good gear on this 100-man Battle Royale. Absolutely.
Yeah, but set bonuses
never
are gone now, too.
Never going to happen. Never going to happen. So, any other final words on this? Changing the guard? Hopefully we see some good things from Nintendo.
Please, dear God, look at Microsoft's infrastructure, copy-pasta that, and then look at Sony's store plan and copy-pasta that. Because Microsoft's store, their actual digital storefront, is a hot mess right now.
It is confusing. I like Sony's better, although Sony's is not...
It's not amazing, but at the same time, take that Microsoft infrastructure, just copy and paste that, and then copy and paste to the Sony store, add Nintendo Flare, and move on. Don't make it crazy. Just make it good.
Before we get into topic two, I want to make a disclaimer for people that are joining us in Twitch chat over at twitch.tv/RetroPunchLive. We've mentioned this before on the podcast before. Man, I love trolls. You know that? You like when we see trolls in chat, that means we're doing something right.
Oh, yeah. Attention, no.
It's great. As I said before, make a comment as well. I know people that view us a lot on Twitch made the comment. You can see in the rules. We did add rules onto our Twitch page. We have a very strong zero tolerance policy. Will loves clicking the ban hammer on people.
Oh, no. I literally everything that comes in, if they're not like a consistent person that I, oh man, Stig, yeah, he's good. No worries. Halo Atlantis. Yeah, I know him. He's all right.
So as long as you're kind and respectful to everyone in chat, you can stay.
Yeah.
But if not, man, you're going to make dude Will's eyes light up when he's like, yeah, I get to hit it. But just a disclaimer as well, guys, if you are in our Twitch chat, be nice.
Be kind. Rewind.
I was thinking that too. I didn't.
Last time I said be kind, he said rewind. And it just.
It did.
It did. Okay. It's stuck. Next topic.
Oh, man. In the morning, it's going to be in the 40s, and then it's going to get to the 80s. I love 40 degree swings in Alabama.
Gonna kill. That's why my sinuses suck. It's like I'm hacking up phlegm and snot. They've heard me all day doing it.
Oh man, no. Like straight up, this is just hoodie short weather. Get used to it. You carry a hoodie, you're gonna need it, but you can wear your shorts. Oh, yeah.
Next topic, we're gonna talk a little bit about personally one of my favorite female protagonists in video games, especially as of late, last couple of years.
Hang on, wasn't this same female protagonist like one of the best characters in a game of the year?
Oh, Rocket Punch 2015 best. She did win best character from for that first year. We're gonna talk about Lara Croft. For people who did kind of miss out, it's already been announced and dated, but they had a huge reveal Square Enix did for Shadow of the Tomb Raider. For people who haven't been following, this is going to be the third game in the kind of new trilogy that they've had since the kind of reboot of Tomb Raider back in 2013 and then Rise of the Tomb Raider in 2016,
late 2016, right?
I thought it was late 2015. When did Fallout 4 come out? Okay, it was the same day.
Yeah, that's right, because we had a conversation about that on the podcast. It's like, why do you do this to yourself?
We're going
to...
No, you might be right. I think you're right.
We're going to have another conversation about that as well. And so they had a reveal of Shadow of the Tomb Raider. To give people the TLDR, it's basically kind of, this is the game that really shows Lara transforming into the Tomb Raider that we know and love.
Mm-hmm.
She's basically in the South American jungle, fighting off and trying to stop a Mayan apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks really cool. I love all the scenes. And you know, I've been a big fan of the Tomb Raider games.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Since they've been coming out. But I feel like this game in the series is stuck. I feel like this should be more than it should.
And that's weird, isn't it? Because I felt the same way. I saw the trailer and I go, it's freaking Tomb Raider. Yeah. Like, I don't... That's great, and I'm sure it's going to be fine, but at the same time, I wasn't like, I can't wait to get my hands on this. I was more like, it's Lara Croft in tombs, raiding stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't...
Can't wait.
Yeah. I felt... It was honestly a depressing feeling, because I liked the last two so much, and for whatever reason, when I saw the new trailer, it just... I didn't feel it. I wasn't... I had no fire, no passion. I just was like,
okay, I didn't have fire per se, but I was like, dude, I can't wait for the next Tomb Raider. I can't wait for the next Tomb Raider, Spider-Man, Detroit Become Human, God of War, Red Dead Redemption 2. Man, I can't wait. Be there. And
that's right. We're getting a second Division as well.
The Division 2. I didn't forget about that. But I wanted to talk about the topic of this is. I appreciate. I feel good about making this quip here. Tomb Raider stuck in the shadows. You like it. You like it.
Gosh.
Don't say you don't. And really,
we need to remove his access to his notes.
Of course,
everything's got to go through a clearinghouse before we can put it on.
Oh, dude, I gotta go ahead and say, I know you're not a dad yet, but damn, sometimes I think you are.
I've got a nephew. I'm close. I'm getting there.
Jeez.
Really just... I just thought I'm going to ask Axum a question.
Oh my gosh, no.
What... I feel like this game should be doing better. I think... quality of the game was. I think it stands toe-to-toe with a lot of these big-name games out here. But I feel like it's not doing as well. Or at least it's not... doesn't feel as impactful as I think it should. And wanted to have just a small conversation about what do you guys think the game itself or the devs can do better than with Shadow of the Tomb Raider as far as getting it out there and getting people to notice it more than in previous entries. Because we talked about Rise of the Tomb Raider. Well, we started the first one. The 2013 Tomb Raider game came out. It really didn't feel like a big, this is the Tomb Raider game. It kind of was just like, here's Tomb Raider. 2013, and it picked up some steam, but
I loved it.
It was great. It was one of those things where I think it was one of the games that you didn't play it based on what you saw from like IGN coverage or anything like that. You played it because maybe you saw a video or you saw a friend came up like, dude, have you played that 2013 Tomb Raider? It's dope. Go get it.
Yeah.
And you played it. And usually by that time, it was like already half off.
I bought it at full price.
I mean, I bought it at full price too.
I bought a shirt. I bought it at full price. I was so hype. I was hype. I was so excited for that one.
I will say, I did not even play it until it was on the Definitive Edition or whatever on Xbox.
Okay. Yeah, they pop it with the Definitive. But then we go to, and I think one of the big, I think maybe one of the big reasons that may have hurt it, we go to Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Right.
And then we have moves being made such as, which, exclusivity aside, like,
that was
if it makes sense, but it was very, very weird. You have a second game in the franchise. The first game was multi-platform right out of the gate.
After the smash hit that the first one was, to then go and drop exclusivity
for Xbox for a year. And then not only do you have it only on one of the consoles for a year, you also say it's coming out on November 10th. The same day as Fallout 4.
Mm.
Which was the dumbest maneuver you could ever make.
And it showed in the sales. Fallout 4 on the top charts. Rise of the Tomb Raider, not so much. And even it even showed like they got the spike back a year later when they had like... I think they actually got a bigger spike when PlayStation came out. Maybe not so much that it was on PlayStation. Maybe because PlayStation did have a bigger user base. But the other fact as well, it was Rise of the Tomb Raider, the Definitive Edition. Had all the extra content. You had the season pass and everything.
Do you remember that Phantom drop on PC, though?
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
They just dropped it and never told anybody. There was no press announcement. Phantom dropped it
in, like, March.
Whenever I think of Tomb Raider and PC, I think of Tress Effects. That's all I think
about. I know. It's good times.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Tress Effects.
Maybe it's Tress Effects. But yeah, no, it was like a phantom drop, like all of a sudden on Steam. It was like, oh, and by the way, it's here. And I was like, oh, my, what? I was looking at sales numbers at the time, and I was like, man, they must be in some serious pain to be like, okay, we pull out all the stops, do something, somebody hit an alarm. They're reading through the fine print of that contract, of that exclusivity. They're like, well, I don't think it says PC anywhere on here, boss.
Zerius 3D says, walk him off. Walk him off the show. He can't take the puns.
Dude, Zerius.
Slides Mike away from gaming.
I get it. I'm in the room with him. I understand.
Bathroom break. But But like that was just a, I think that was a huge step back for that franchise, because this is, if you have not played the Tomb Raider franchise, number one, you should at least have the first game. I'm pretty sure it's been a Games with Gold or PS Plus game. I know I've got it like three different ways for Sunday. Rise of the Tomb Raider, you could go pick that up for $20
easily
on a sale somewhere.
Yep.
And I think with Rise of the Tomb Raider, there are a lot, like we talked about, a huge missteps that they did that kind of, I think, hampered the sales of that game.
Yes.
Like if you're going to get Fallout 4, who's releasing simultaneously on all platforms, versus Rise of the Tomb Raider, Xbox exclusive. Now, if it, I understand that that deal could have been made because of it was trying to get the game made.
Yeah.
But I think it's made enough now, especially for Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Guess what? You've got enough. People are hyped about it. People are ready to play it again. But like, what do you guys think they can do or should do to make sure that Shadow of the Tomb Raider is a hit? Because one of the concerns I have with Shadow of the Tomb Raider, number one, is that the release date.
Oh, no.
This game comes out on September 14th. Guess what comes out 1 week before?
World of Warcraft, right?
No.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Oh,
1 month exactly before is Battle for Azeroth.
Before is Battle for Azeroth. And here, let me actually get, I'm going to pull out 2018 gaming release dates. Because I've been looking at this. I think it is...
They may as well push back to October.
Or go push all the way into the next year. What are you doing?
I don't
honestly
think
a January launch wouldn't be a bad thing.
It would not be a bad thing. Get you out of that. Why do you think you're a holiday title, Tomb Raider? You're not necessary
sales. They have Spyro on the 21st, which I think that'll be popular. But I can see that Shadow of the Tomb Raider and Spyro are two different games.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think that it's going to be hard to distinguish when you have Spider-Man. Have you seen the Game Informer coverage of Spider-Man?
Spider-Man does whatever.
Coming out a week
can.
Before that. And I'm hoping people are still going to pick it up. I mean, granted, there's no other game releasing on the 14th right now. But you're also looking around it. World of Warcraft is a month before. Battle for Azeroth. You got Spider-Man. You got Spyro right after that on the 21st of September. October, you coming up. I think that's, we've got enough breathing room there. You got Call of Duty Black Ops 4. You got Red Dead Redemption 2.
There's like Destiny 3 or something probably going to be announced.
There is going to be a Destiny, I'm sure. We don't know what the lineup for E3 is going to be. There could be a lot more games come out around that time. And one of my big concerns is I'm really concerned about how Shadow of the Tomb Raider is going to do. Because it's so close to Spider-Man. I would not put it up against Spider-Man.
Here's a wild idea. If it's going to be ready like a month prior, why don't they just release it a month prior? You're much better off going up against World of Warcraft than you are Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just be real, because MMO fans rarely are going to have crossover compared to where
exactly
third-person RPG versus Spider-Man. Oh, good luck.
Not to mention World of Warcraft's PC. You know what I mean? Like, it's not console. That alone is going to be a huge difference.
I also feel like with September usually is your first month when you start seeing the holiday games come out.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man's going to take so much air out of the PR and the social talks. Everybody's going to be talking about Spider-Man for weeks. And I feel like what's going to happen is Spider-Man. Oh, yeah, for people who have it, here's Shadow of the Tomb Raider. It came out. It's cool. Spider-Man. And that's a big concern for me.
To be fair, have you seen that Spider-Man video? Because that looks dope.
Which one?
Any of the ones on Game Informer that involve gameplay.
If you've seen the Game Informer covers, go look at it. It's freaking awesome. But the other one as well is that I'm really hoping, I don't think they're doing it this time, but I do think, number one, this game does need to be, I think this is a way that can help it, especially against Spider-Man, which is a PlayStation exclusive, simultaneous release, all consoles and PC.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that does give something for Xbox gamers and PC gamers to play, since they can't play Spider-Man.
Mean something to play besides Overwatch or WoW on PC?
Man, burn. Sick burn. I don't see them succeeding if they try and jump in with another exclusive deal. Even if it's not with Microsoft, if they try and jump in with Sony. Like that's even more foolish, because like, we're going to be exclusive with Sony a week after Spider-Man comes out. Duh! don't do that.
Yeah, that would be like the worst thing ever.
And it, yeah, I just don't. They need to release on all consoles. I think that's very, very important for them to make sure they release across all three. Do we?
They also need to blast it from the mountaintops. Like, hey, Tomb Raider's out. Check this out. She's not like Tomb Raider from the 90s, if you haven't realized it.
They need to show, they need to blast it out. They need to show some of that CGI footage, but I think they also need to show the gameplay.
Gameplay. What is different? You gotta show me what's different. The first thing I noticed when you put out the trailer this past week or whatever was the fact that it was a CGI trailer or whatever. It's 2018. Why are we still even putting those out? That does not sell your game. Immediately, when any of us see it, we're going, that's not gameplay. This isn't real. What am I even bothering?
This is in, it says it's in engine. So that's okay, right?
Hey, guys. Chat brings up, Shoney68 brings up, what about Kingdom Hearts 3, which is still slated for the end of this year?
I like Xeris3's reply. Ooh. Oh! Oh, snap. Yeah, that's true. I mean...
Oh, now, God. Kingdom Hearts may burn everything down that's not Spider-Man.
Now, yeah. I'm gonna... I would say September would be the best time for that game to come out.
Yeah.
I do not... Because your first-person shooters are so entrenched in the late October and November time frame.
Right.
You pop it in September, give it a lot of time to breathe. Although, at the end of the day, too, it may not matter. How long have people been waiting for Kingdom Hearts 3 to actually release?
At least a couple of weeks now, I'm pretty sure. A
couple of weeks? I think it's been in development for over a decade.
No. I'm pretty sure it's closer to 3 or 4 weeks.
And isn't Kingdom Hearts 3, isn't that multi-platform as well?
Yes,
yeah, they went multi-platform.
I don't think it'll be Switch, but yeah.
Xbox and PlayStation 4.
PlayStation.
And so,
Sony, what are you... not Sony, sorry. Squaresoft, what are you doing? Get all your games on the Switch. You're smoking crack. Convert them. Build them in Unreal Engine. Do something.
Haha, will it beat The Last Guardian for the longest wait? I think it already has.
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts came out in 2005?
Well, in Versus 13, or as everyone calls it, 15, that was in development for over a decade, too.
It was.
That's true, but we got that.
We did get that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that Stand By Me intro. That's all I got to say.
It's a good game. I like it. I got to play through it. I got to finish playing it. But I'm a big Final Fantasy nut, if you don't know. So, but no, I want to talk about this because I want this game to succeed. I really, really want to see... Because I love the first Tomb Raider. I love Rise of the Tomb Raider. Exclusivity aside, I know I'm one of the privileged few that can get and afford all the consoles. So when it came out with Fallout 4, and I will say this, I'm not a Fallout fan. I got both Fallout 4 based on our group at the time's recommendation, and I got Tomb Raider. I sent Fallout 4 back, and I was like, I'll keep Rise of the Tomb Raider. This is more of my game. And I still have Rise of the Tomb Raider on Xbox. You can get Rise of the Tomb Raider if you're on Game Pass. It's available right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can download it, play through the entire game. Like, I haven't even put my disc in because I still have Game Pass. And I'm like, oh, guess what? Here's Rise of the Tomb Raider. It still has my save. I still am a third of the way through the game. I still need to beat that game. But I just, I love that just because I'm a big Uncharted fan too. And I think, I guess what they were trying to do is that for Microsoft, I think Tomb Raider was going to try and be their Uncharted.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it hurt them because of that, because of the pure fact that it was multi-platform before, and then they released a sequel, and it was exclusive.
Yeah.
It rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
It really upset me. I know that. I was really, really, really frustrated with them at the time, only because I liked the first game so much. I was just like, what are you doing to me? Why are you doing this? Why would you take this deal? I don't know. I felt like it was not... If you had made the first game like that, I feel like you would have had a much better excuse. But when you made the first game and everybody enjoyed it so much, and then you throw the second game into exclusivity, heck, it's like, you still needed to rebuild your fan base. You know what I mean? You still needed to make amends for a lot of things, and I think that was a big misstep. And then with this third one, I don't know. I just found it uninspired. The
Shadow of the Tomb Raider?
Yeah, it was very... Well, Tomb Raider.
Will I play it? Yes.
100%. I will too. Absolutely.
The tricky part's going to be is if I'm going to play it at launch, because... Sure, I can afford getting Spider-Man the week before and then getting Tomb Raider, but if a bunch of other games... If Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out on September 14th, you can kiss it goodbye. Like, you're going to have to wait a minute.
We're out.
Or maybe they'll link up and put it on Game Pass. Game Pass, yeah, I'll have it. But no, I really... Because I'm a big Final Fantasy fan, because I'm a big Square Enix fan, and I like Crystal Dynamics, I like what they've done with the Tomb Raider property, and I'm just really, really hoping that... I think some of the suggestions we've had were don't make it exclusive, give it some time to breathe, make sure there's enough of a space between Spider-Man, and the big one is get your PR out there. Show the game. We talked about show the gameplay. It doesn't even have to be different per se. Just show the gameplay. I think that third-person perspective, people love that. God of War, Horizon Zero Dawn, Spider-Man. People are loving that third-person gameplay perspective right now, especially in single-player setups. And I think just showing the game to show people that this has not been the previous versions of Tomb Raider, mm-hmm. with the tall blocky girl with the short shorts and the two pistols and the tank top and crawling in tunnels and then killing dinosaurs and then crawling in tunnels and more because that's what young boys used to do. This is a very mature, very appropriate Tomb Raider game for this day and age. And it is a very good game. You can look at the reviews. These are critically acclaimed. And I think they deserve some more recognition than what some people are giving them.
One thing I will say is dear God, do not delay it 1 month. Because you know what it goes up against a month later? Red Dead 2.
Oh, no. No human soul alive is putting their game anywhere within a week or two's time frame from Red Dead Redemption 2. There's not.
I'm just saying, don't do it. Don't do it. That is a seppuku worthy.
The end of October and like the 1 or 2 weeks before and after Black.
The only exception is if you're releasing a horror game on Halloween.
True. Very true.
That is the one exception that will probably get picked up.
We're going to get Five Nights at Freddy's 6. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, Chris will play it for sure.
I'm dreading Halloween.
I'm
not comfortable with this.
Oh, it's okay. We have Outlast and Outlast 2. We'll be fine.
Good. Good.
Look, I had to be put through the ringer for the second one. That was just a demo. That wasn't even a full game.
I've got the full game now.
Couldn't even beat PT. I couldn't even do it. First, I made Trish start playing, and I decided I would stay in the room while she played, and then I couldn't even do that, and I had to leave the room.
Oh, man, you're gonna love Days Gone. You're going to love when they drop Days Gone and we're all playing it.
Yeah, great.
It's going to be your favorite day ever.
Yeah, I'll be gone that day.
But what else? So what do you guys think? Any other comments you guys have on Tomb Raider, Shadow of the Tomb Raider? You think it'll step out of the shadows this time? For you, Serious 3D. Yeah. That's what you come to Rocket Point for, is quality puns from Cameron.
That's not what they show up for.
That's it.
That's not what they come here for?
No.
Well, I've been lied to. We need to look at the analytics again, because I've been misled here. Look, I thought this was what people came here
all
for.
All I know is on podcast services, I have not seen a review saying, oh man, that Cam guy, his puns are outrageous.
Yeah. That's the real MVP. Cam's puns.
Good job. No, any final comments from you guys?
I wish it well, but I think their release and marketing team needs to be fired.
Wow.
There is no way in hell you go up against Spider-Man or Red Dead. You need to push it forward to August, and you need to say, you know what? We can go against Battle for Azeroth. We can go against World of Warcraft. We can't go against those two games.
Here's one of the reasons why it could be in September is because of quarterly earnings. September, the end of September is the end of the year, is it not?
It depends on the company.
Into the next year. It's not early.
You are right. It does depend on the company.
So, but ultimately at that point, take the hit on that one fiscal year and just say, you know what? We'll deal with it, because you can't go against Spidey or Red Dead. You'll die.
Spidey, you might have a chance because it's exclusive. Red Dead is multi-platform. You're in the...
And it's Rockstar. That's the problem. Rockstar does what they want when they want, and everyone says yes, sir.
And especially when they add Red Dead Redemption Battle Royale, where 100 cowboys come on the farm and only one survives.
Yes.
I mean, nobody, what are you going to do? How can you fight? You can't do anything against that.
Please tell me they put a Royale mode in there just to troll everybody. Kind of like the cow level in Diablo.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Lord. But no, everybody who's watching in Twitch chat and people listening on audio services, let us know. What do you guys think? Do you think Shadow of the Tomb Raider has a chance to succeed? Do you want it to succeed? Are you excited for the game? You're not. Why? Let us know in comments. Let us know in chat. Hit us up at Rocket Punch Go on Twitter. Let us know what you guys think here as well. But with that being said, I think that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, man.
We're wrapped up, guys. Thank you guys so much for joining us in chat and in Twitch chat and listening via audio service as well. We always have fun goofing off. Remember, you can always go to rocketpunchgo.com to find out all of the content that we do. If you are watching us via Twitch, because I see a lot of people in chat, you better make sure you're a follower of ours. Click that heart up above your screen to follow Rocket Punch here on Twitch and make sure you know when all of our streams go live. To give you that quick rundown again, Tuesday, Top Shelf Tuesday, it's going to be some Detroit Become Human demos. Wednesday for Indie Avenue, we're doing SteamWorld Dig 2 with Chris. Friday, World of Warcraft with Will leading the charge there.
Yep.
Maybe the beta, maybe the game. Who knows? Ooh. And of course, always, every Sunday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will be here for the Rocket Punch cast, streaming that live. Now, I make sure this is right. You guys keep me honest. This next Sunday, we will not be streaming.
Or recording
an episode of the Rocket Punch cast. Reason being is that I will be out of town. You guys have got work.
I'm working for sure on that Sunday.
The other big one as well, lovely plug here, is that we will be getting ready for episode 100, which will be coming up here later on May 21st. So again, if you are in the North Alabama area, make sure you're coming over to the Lucky Desk Cafe at 6 to 10 p.m. on May 21st to join us for that. But to get everybody's, you know, maybe we do a rerun of a video or we'll may put something on there. But
if you really need to hang out with us, you know, I'll be at Lucky Dice on Saturday.
Oh, there you go.
Free comic book day is this Saturday. So I'll be over there starting at 9 a.m. until whenever people start leaving, I guess.
Whenever people start leaving, I guess. Yeah.
I'll have an assortment of all kinds of comic book themed games over there. So we'll be doing some Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, maybe some Lego Avengers and stuff. So
Awesome.
Yep, look at you busting out them Legos.
Yeah, let's do it.
You're doing it good. But
yeah, so I'm stoked.
But definitely be on the lookout for that as well, guys. And just go to rockpunchgo.com. That's where you're going to find all of our content and everything that we're doing, our podcasts, like Rocket Punch Cast, like Tank and Spank, our Blizzard-based podcast, if you're a big fan of Blizzard. All of our streams, everything that we're doing is there. Mm-hmm. But guys, that is it. Let me grab my mouse here so I can get ready to do the clicky button here. Guys, thank you so much for joining us for episode 90 of the Rocket Punch Cast.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you later.